New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Nash Matters. We have a super cool organization here today, which is Musicians on Call. Pete Griffin, the president of Musicians on Call. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me in today.
Thank you for coming in. I know you came from Nashville, right?
I did, although I'm a New Yorker. Okay. And I moved to Nashville about a year and a half ago. I was living in Brooklyn and moved down to Nashville to run the organization from there.
Awesome. Now tell us a little bit about what is Musicians on Call.
Sure. So Musicians on Call has been around since 1999. So we're about to turn 18 this summer. And our organization brings the healing power of live and recorded music to the bedsides of patients and hospitals. So essentially what that means is there's a lot of people who are in the hospital for extended periods of time, whether that's children, adults, veterans. And what we do is we bring musicians that go room to room to play for them to bring a little bit of healing and happiness to their day. You know, the interesting thing is when Musicians on Call started, bringing music to the bedsides of patients was really just considered a good thing to do. It's a nice thing to do, a way to break up the day, a way to bring some joy. What's happened over the past 18 years is that a lot of research has been done and shows that music actually has some healing benefits to it. So music can help with pain management. It can help reduce stress levels. It can help lower blood pressure. It can help improve outlook towards recovery. And so whereas in the beginning, we went from, you know, just something nice to do and something that brings happiness, which it still does. What's happened now is a lot of hospitals want us in there because we're actually part of the healing process for patients.
Now, I love what you guys do. You know, our headquarters here is based in New York, but we work a lot with country artists out in Nashville. And what hospitals do you guys affiliate yourselves with, or how does someone get involved in this?
Sure. So we're actually in 73 hospitals across. We have 73 hospital programs across the country. We're in about 13 major markets, obviously including New York and Nashville. And we serve all different types of patient populations. So we work at children's hospitals, we work at adult hospitals, we work at VA hospitals serving veterans, nursing homes, hospices, you name it. It really just depends on where we have the relationships in those specific communities. Now, the cool thing about Musicians on Call is that while we bring musicians room to room to play for patients, along with those musicians, we also have what we call volunteer guides, which are other volunteers of ours who learn the hospital's procedures and protocols and how the hospital works and how to navigate the hallways. And they take the musicians around each week when we're in there to guide them along the way. So the cool part about that is that you don't actually have to be a musician to volunteer with us. So there's opportunities for both musicians and just music lovers that want to do something with music, giving back to the community.
That's awesome. I'm talking with Peter Griffin, the president of Musicians on Call. Now, I know that you mentioned that you have an office in Nashville, and then you have, you know, we have great support for so many of the country artists that do this. What is it that triggered you to start this or that wanted to do this?
Yeah, so the founding of Musicians on Call is pretty interesting. So it actually started here in New York City back in 1999. Now, earlier than that, in the early 90s, our two co-founders, Michael Solomon and Vivek Tiwari, had both suffered a significant loss in their life. Vivek with his parents, and Michael had lost his girlfriend, Kristen Ann Carr, to sarcoma, and she was being treated up at Sloan Kettering here in New York. They wanted to do something with music to give back because they worked in the music industry, and Kristen Ann Carr's mother is actually Barbara Carr, who co-manages Bruce Springsteen and has been obviously ingrained in the music scene for a long time. So what they did is actually brought a musician, I believe it was Wynton Marsalis, the jazz musician, to the lobby of Sloan Kettering to play a couple times. And so what they did is they had him in the lobby all set up. They would bring patients down, they bring their families down and some caregivers, and they played this amazing show. And they did this a couple times, and the response was unbelievable. And they said, well, this is something, you know, we want to do more of. And so they did, but what they quickly realized was that there was a lot of patients, like Kristen Ann, for example, who because of their treatment or their condition, weren't able to leave their rooms. So those patients, you know, the ones that really needed it the most, were stuck in their rooms and couldn't even see it. So then the idea came, well, why don't we actually bring a musician to the rooms to go room to room to play for those people that need it the most? And that's how the organization got started.
Now, I know you guys are growing. How much have you grown since you started this?
Yeah, so, you know, we started with just that one hospital in New York, and we've grown pretty quickly since. We've got 73 programs nationwide. We're in 13 major markets and about 23 cities across the country. This year, we're going to be launching our first programs in Chicago and Boston. We're going to be looking into our first international program this year in Toronto. So we're working on that. And ultimately, where we're spending a lot of time is figuring out how we can scale Musicians on Call so that we can be in virtually every hospital across the country. So we're working on developing technology to help automate some of our processes and really connect musicians and volunteers directly to hospitals so that we can bring the healing power of music to as many people as possible.
Are you accepting volunteers for this program?
We are. You know, if you go to musiciansoncall.org/volunteer, you can sign up to become a volunteer, either as a guide or as a musician, or if we're not in the city that you live in right now, you can sign up to become a champion so that we know that we've got your support and that you're interested in bringing our program to your community. And the more people that do that, then we have a better idea of, okay, here's maybe a city or a town that we need to look at as our next place to be.
And how old do you have to be a volunteer?
You know, that usually is dependent on the hospital, but it's safe to say that most of our volunteers need to be 18 or older. Some hospitals make exceptions for people a little bit younger, usually not any less than 16, but by and large, it's 18 and older.
And what is it that you're doing that's, well, I mean, already this is a unique organization. So is there anything else that's puts you aside or sets you aside from everyone else?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's really no one else that does what we do to the scale we do across the country. And that's important because, you know, it's not easy to work with hospitals because they all have their specific rules and regulations. So it does take a lot of time and energy to develop and build those relationships with hospitals. So we've got our bedside performance program, which is where we go room to room. But there's also two other programs that we have. We have one which is called Music Pharmacy, which is where we actually bring recorded music to patients in their beds. Now, historically, that has meant bringing, you know, creating CD libraries for hospitals and shipping them out. And we've done that to the tune of over 800 hospitals around the country. What we've started to develop now is what we're calling, you know, internally Music Pharmacy 2.0. But obviously with digital and streaming music, not as many people are using CDs, although there are a lot of people still are, in the sense that older hospitals with older populations feel more comfortable with CDs at times. But we're working with some partners on launching a new version of Music Pharmacy with streaming and digital music so that people can use, hear music from their smartphones or their tablet devices at their bedside. And then the third program that we have is what we call Project Playback. And that's a really interesting and unique one because what we do is we bring recording artists, equipment, and instruments into the hospital room. And over the course of a couple days or a couple weeks, actually have the artists and songwriters write and record an original song with the patients.
Wow.
So the patients in their hospital room get to learn how to write a song from some of the biggest names in music, and they actually do it. They write the song, they record the instruments, and then when that process is completed, we go back and we have a whole CD release party where the patients get a copy of the song that they wrote and recorded themselves.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's a pretty unique thing, and because we have such great support of artists, and you know, we work with artists across the spectrum. So everyone in our program is what we call a local professional. So these aren't people that are just learning how to play a guitar. These are people that they may not be signed to a label, but they're serious professional musicians, all the way up to some of the biggest names in music, from Bruce Springsteen to Blake Shelton to Katy Perry and Kelly Clarkson. So we work with everyone across the gamut. So these patients are going through such a tough time. And what we try to do is leverage the giving nature of the music industry and people's, just generosity to bring some of these great musicians to help them heal.
I mean, who doesn't love music?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It really is, the universal language. And I've seen some amazing things happen in hospitals. And I can share one story, which I think is a great illustration of the power of music. I was in the VA hospital in Nashville with this musician, Charles Esten, which if you've watched the show Nashville, he's Deacon on that show. And he has a huge repertoire of country music. And I can't even scratch the surface to the depth of what he knows, songs he can play and perform in country music. And we went into this gentleman's room, And he was a World War II vet. So, you know, obviously he was an older gentleman. And he wasn't really, you know, moving in his bed. He was lying down. We tried to have a little bit of small talk with him. But he, for all intents and purposes, he wasn't responsive. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, find out where he's from, his name, and all this other stuff. And it just didn't, it didn't really seem like he was, you know, willing or able to communicate much. And so, you know, knowing that he was a World War II vet and kind of assuming what era of country music that he listened to, Charles started to play some older country, you know, music, songs that I'd never even heard of. And all of a sudden, this guy that's in his bed starts to sing along to the song. And it was pretty amazing because a second ago he wasn't really communicating. Right. Now he's singing every single word to this song. So, you know, Charles is like, well, do you mind if I play another song? So the guy said, sure. So he starts playing another song. Now this guy is sitting up in bed singing a song. And at this point, the caregivers start to come into the room and they're like, you know, this is amazing. Like, we haven't seen him, you know, be like this. And he ended up playing four songs for this guy. And by the end of it, this guy was standing up in the room singing every word to every one of these songs with the biggest smile you've ever seen on his face. And I mean, the nurses and caregivers actually had tears in their eyes because they said to me, he hasn't even sat up on his own in about 6 months.
Wow.
And next thing you know, this guy is standing in the room singing all these songs. And whereas he, at the, you know, 10, 15 minutes before, he couldn't really share much information. Now it was like, you know, the doors, floodgates opened, and he started talking about his life, his history, everything else. And it all came flooding back to him. And the really interesting part of the story is, aside from that, is that the reason he knew all these old country songs is that when he came back from serving in World War II, he was from the Nashville area. His job was actually to replace all the records in jukeboxes across Tennessee. So he would go to the bars and honky-tonks and restaurants and replace the records with new records when new songs would come out. And so he spent, you know, the better part of a decade listening to all these country songs as they came out, working with jukeboxes. So, but again, that story wouldn't have come out if he hadn't had that connection with music. And certainly he did things that day that the nurses had never seen him do, which speaks to some of the healing power of music that, to be honest, we still don't completely understand. But but everyone that's been in a hospital room or has provided healthcare that has to do with music really knows for sure that it's a real thing.
That's awesome. That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. And I got to tell you, like, stuff like that happens pretty often.
And it's nice to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing because I think it's easy to understand what we do in terms of going around room to room. But there's a magic that happens in the room when you see, you know, kids that are battling cancer that, you know, you play the song from Moana or from Frozen that the kids know. And you know, they start smiling and laughing. And then, you know, when their parents say, you know, we haven't seen them smile in 6 weeks since they've been in here for cancer treatment, it's like, you realize how powerful music is and what it can do to not only help heal, but bring people together because you see the room transform. It's not just a patient in there anymore. Everyone's able to detach for a second and feel like a family again. So it's pretty powerful.
It's awesome what you guys do. Now, you have something coming up in October. I know it's a little far away, but you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So while we've been around for 18 years, we haven't been in every city as long, but this year we're having a special celebration because it's our 10th anniversary in Nashville. So we're going to be working with a lot of our favorite artists that have supported us through the years in the months leading up to that event. We're looking at having that event in October in Nashville. We haven't announced the lineup yet, but I can tell you that a lot of artists that we've worked with through the years have already been, you know, coming back to the hospitals to support us. You know, we just did some visits with Darius Rucker. We had Keith Urban in the other day. And a lot of these artists that we work with through the years are really, are always generous with their time. But I think everyone's really excited to celebrate this special anniversary of ours in Nashville. So it's going to be exciting to see who ends up coming. But certainly stay tuned to hear more about that.
I just want to thank you so much, Pete, for coming in. I know you came all the way from Nashville just to come to New York to do this.
Well, no, it's great. You know, Nash FM has been such great supporters of ours. We're honored. You know, in Nashville, we're part of this Rhythm and Boots series where Nash FM brings these amazing artists like Jason Aldean and Sam Hunt, and this month we've got Lee Bryce performing, all to benefit Musicians on Call. So if it wasn't for, you know, Nash FM support, we wouldn't be able to do all, you know, a lot of the great things we do. So we're appreciative of you and the whole team here for your support.
Awesome. Thank you again for coming in.
All right. Thank you very much.
That is Pete Griffin, president of Musicians on Call. If you want more information, go to their website, musiciansoncall.org. This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at nashfm947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.